MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Herman von Pompendorp. He is head of asset allocation at Momentum Investment Group. Herman, appreciate the early morning. Let's start offshore. Let's start with U.S. equities that are looking expensive. And it's more than just the Mag 7. We've even got the equal weight S&P at highs. We've got the S&P X Mag 7 at highs. In a recent note you put out, there is profit growth. And if that profit growth remains solid, we could see a soft landing scenario. But the returns going forward perhaps is going to be a little bit more constrained and not much room for disappointment or missing targets.
Yes, good morning, Simon. Yes, absolutely. I think what we saw this year so far, I mean, year to date, roughly the U.S. equity market, roughly up about 20%, something around 17% for the S&P and about 22% for NASDAQ. So let's call it 20%. I think those kind of returns unlikely to be seen next year again. Whether we're going to see a significant decline in the equity market is also probably very unlikely, because we have this very strong profit growth we still have. The big risk for the U.S. equity market would be if we have a recession in the U.S. So if we have a hard landing, that's obviously the big risk for U.S. equities, because then the profit growth will not be forthcoming and that will expose the high valuations. But I think as we see things stand at the moment, we're likely to go through a little bit of a soft patch in the next quarter or so when the tariff impact comes through into growth and into inflation. But beyond that, I think as we move through the year, the growth picture will look relatively solid in the U.S. So I think when we have that fiscal stimulus from President Trump starting to come through, the Fed cutting rates further, you have this kind of very strong profit growth environment, it's unlikely to see a significant decline in the U.S. equity market. So we're probably in for a sort of a U.S. equity market that will give you roughly sort of high single digits kind of returns during the course of 2026.
Yeah, which is not a bad number. It is undoubtedly down on previous returns, but not a bad number. If we go broader, and okay, so let's take it as a given that the U.S. is going to give us softer returns into 2026. If I look at this year, emerging markets have done better. I mean, make no mistake, the S&P and NASDAQ were good numbers, but I raise you a 61% for our local market in dollars. Is 2026 perhaps a year of emerging markets continuing to outperform some of the developed markets?
Simon, I definitely think so. I think when we look at all the fundamentals for emerging markets, we have that weak dollar kind of environment likely to be maintained in 2026, because remember, firstly, structurally, global investors are saying, well, we have question marks about the U.S. as a reliable investment destination. So structurally, that puts some pressure on the dollar. But then also in the next couple of quarters, as I said, you know, we like to go through a soft patch in the U.S. economic growth scenario. So you'll probably erode some of that positive growth gap between the U.S. and other developed markets. So from a growth differential perspective, probably some pressure on the U.S. as well. And then from an interest rate differential perspective as well, the Fed is likely to cut rates much more than other developed market central banks. So again, from an interest rate differential and a growth differentials perspective, and then the structural issue, you're likely to see a weak dollar in 2026. And a weak dollar is good for emerging markets. So historically, you know, emerging equity markets outperform developed equity markets significantly in this kind of dollar weakness environment. It started to happen in 2025, but we've actually seen a lag of that outperformance of the dollar weakness. So I think there's still a bit of catch up from 2025, and then if we see a the sort of the dollar weakness being maintained in 2026, you're likely to see that EM outperformance of DM continuing. But it's not only the dollar.
Yeah.
We also started seeing earnings revisions becoming positive in 2025 in emerging markets.
Yeah.
So upward expectations of profits outpacing the downward revisions. So that's a positive underpin fundamentally for emerging market equities. And then we should not forget that the AI theme is also a good theme in emerging markets. A lot of AI-linked companies in emerging markets, and they've got higher growth rates than the U.S. AI theme. So the valuation gap is not so much there anymore. I mean, AI, EM trading at same kind of valuation in the U.S., but they give you higher growth. From a PE to growth perspective, that's a big positive underpin for EM relative to DM. So all of these kind of fundamental factors underpinning, and then EM is not expensive.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, therefore, that's a big positive for EM in the global framework.
Yeah, absolutely. Not expensive relative to, and the US, of course, the other side is. If we bring it back home, we've seen some foreigners buying of our bonds. But if we, you know, talking around EM's doing better, South Africa is a high beta play on EM equities. We should start, all things being equal, start to see some more foreign buying of our equities finally, because they have been continuing to be, last time I checked, Arthur, net sellers.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we haven't seen the foreigners arriving in the equity market in SA. As you rightly pointed out, I mean, they've been buyers of our bonds, so they've been believers that, you know, SA bonds is value. But they have not been believers on SA equities as yet. Now, firstly, I mean, history will show you that you first need to see the equity market performing well, and then coming onto the radar screens of global equity investors, and then they start coming into our local markets. So I think what we have seen this year is that strong recent SA equity performance, that's likely to start rekindling a little bit of that long dormant foreign investor interest in SA equities. So we should start seeing that. And then if you put that back to my earlier point on emerging market equities, if you start seeing an increased global allocation to EM equity, now down the food chain, those global inflows into EM equity will also start supporting SA equity.
Yeah.
As you rightly pointed out, I mean, SA is a high beta player on EM equity. So the combination of those from a flow perspective is pretty positive. And then we still have those SA fundamentals also underpinning SA asset classes. You've got rate cuts. SARB still probably kind of cut a couple of times during the course of 2026. We have at least a positive growth delta in South Africa. You know, we're coming off a hell of a low base. Last year, 0.5% growth. This year, probably somewhere between 1 and 1.5. Next year, probably 1.5+. So at least we're going in the right direction. So for those domestic linked companies on the SA equity market, you should start seeing a little bit of underpin for them as well. And then obviously on top of all of this, valuations, if you think EM is cheap, South Africa is even cheaper than EM. I mean, we're trading at one standard deviation cheap relative to EM, and EM is cheap to DM. So you can just think how cheap we are relative to developed market equities. And then even relative to our own history, you know, SA equities are about 0.5 standard deviation cheap relative to our own forward PE over the last 30 years or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Value. And as you say, as we have, as we sort of the foreigners start to see the numbers flashing up, the good returns, they will start coming through. We'll leave it there. Herman from Pump and Dorp, he is head of asset allocation, Momentum Investment Group. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.